This is 1320 WILS. Well, a Canadian company set to store nuclear waste close to Lake Huron, and they just issued a new study, the results finding that the alternative sites, they say, are no better than the location they're targeting. Someone who really disagrees is Beverly Fernandez. She's a spokesperson for the group Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. Beverly, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Now, what is this location? How close is it to Lake Huron?
Okay, it is less than a mile from the shore of Lake Huron. And, you know, Lake Huron is one of the great lakes, and the Great Lakes supply 40 million people in Canada and the U.S. with their drinking water.
They say that it's going to be over 2,200 feet underground, and it's going to be encased in a limestone formation, so it's going to be safe for 450 million years. What do you say to that?
Well, what we have to look at is there are only three deep nuclear waste dumps that have actually held nuclear waste on your planet, and all three of them have leaked. Okay, two of them are in Germany, and kind of the very same kinds of scientific facts were put forward. The rock was 250 million years old. It's so deep down, it'll never leak. It's a completely dry and non-corrosive environment. Well, what happened there is that they put the waste down. 15 years later, water started leaking into that mine, and it leaked into the supposedly watertight chambers containing the nuclear waste. So the facts were turned around 180 degrees, and it leaked. We also have in the U.S. the only other deep nuclear waste dump on the planet, and it's in New Mexico, and it's the Witt facility. And same, it's in a desert, but it was supposed to hold its deadly waste for 10,000 years. Well, a mere 15 years into its operational phase, a container exploded underground. The radiological material exploded out through, went into the biosphere, and traveled down to the next town.
Okay, now this, so this would be on the Canadian side, right, of Lake Huron. Now, is this, where is this now? How close are they to actually putting nuclear waste there?
This is a plant, so it isn't built yet. They're planning to build it less than a mile from the shore of the Great Lake.
And is the government there in Canada, are they going to approve it?
Well, that's the process we're going through right now, and that's what we're trying to stop. We're trying to stop the government from approving it, because no scientist or geologist can provide us with a 100,000-year guarantee that this nuclear waste dump will not leak and contaminate the Great Lake.
Now, why do they want to be in this location specifically?
Well, because that's where the nuclear power plant exists, and they have supposed from the town of Kincardine. But what has actually happened is OPG has purchased the support of Kincardine through its hosting agreement. And
What does that mean? They purchased the support of the town, you said?
Yeah, they paid the town and four surrounding communities a total of $36 million.
They paid the local governments, you're saying?
Yep.
So the local governments have approved this on their end?
They paid them $36 million. It would agree to host this in that location. But we're saying this isn't just up to the people of Kincardine that live in this small town. This affects 40 million Canadians and Americans. And the proof of that is that we actually have 186 resolutions from cities and towns and counties in Canada and the U.S. representing 22 million citizens opposed to this plan.
So far, what's happening on the governmental side? Is there support to allow this?
Well, they're going through this approval process right now. Don't know exactly what's going to happen, and that's why we're fighting this.
And is there going to be some kind of a vote, or is it just the committee approves it? How does it work?
No, it's our Minister of Environment will be making a decision consultation with, you know, the government.
And how does he typically deal with these kinds of issues, this minister?
Well, it's a woman, and she's new to the job, so we really don't know. This is, going to set an environmental precedent for both Canada and the U.S.
Mm-hmm. The company, the Ontario Power Generation, they say that ultimately the storage area is far below Lake Huron. It's actually below the where the water would be. So would that protect the lake from being potentially affected?
Well, no, what we're saying is it wouldn't. They're going to be drilling and blasting into this rock formation less than a mile from the lake for 5 to 7 years. Once you drill and blast into a formation, it's no longer stable. Mm-hmm. And it's not the same as when you started out. And what we're saying is they cannot provide us with a guarantee. Let me ask you, would you bury the most lethal poison humans have ever developed right beside your well?
That doesn't sound like a good idea. What other areas are they considering then?
Well, their report basically said they didn't study any other actual sites, okay? The report just confirms their position that they want to bury their nuclear waste less than a mile from the Great Lakes because to do otherwise would take extra work, time, and money. Forget about the risk to people and their drinking water. OPG is looking for a shortcut solution to a very major long-term problem.
Tell me this, is Michigan, does the U.S. government, are they in any way potentially going to affect the decision by this Canadian minister?
Yes. Well, we have the Michigan State Senate has unanimously passed a resolution opposing the nuclear waste dump and calling for the Secretary of State and the President to intervene to prevent this nuclear waste dump anywhere in the Great Lakes
Basin. So far, has President Obama said anything about it?
Not so far, unfortunately. But there are a lot of cities in Michigan that have passed resolutions. There are major cities like Chicago and Detroit that have passed resolutions opposing this.
Yeah, no, it's the last thing we'd want is nuclear waste in the Great Lakes. Beverly Fernandez, go ahead. One more thing, Beverly.
Exactly. And I was just going to say, we can always look back to the situation that happened in Flint.
Yeah. There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
There were people raising the alarm. Saying this, this is a bad situation. We shouldn't do it. This is the same, a similar situation here. We are raising the alarm bells. As I said, would you bury poison beside your well?
Well, there's
poison that's going to last for 100,000 years.
That's a long time. That's a long time. Beverly, I've got to let you go at this point. Beverly Fernandez, the group is called Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump, and find her online at stopthegreatlakesnucleardump.com. Beverly, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
We'll talk again. I don't know what was happening with the phone there. It kept beeping. Maybe it's a cheek thing.